Start your day at the toilet, right? Robert Lee Goldberg.
Confusion and Clarity, Part 2. Last time we spoke about how to make decisions, how to pasken shailas. And we mentioned three methods. Number one, if somebody is on the level to be able to bring rayas and hoichachas from the sugyas and decide the halacha himself. Number two, if a person not on that level, but he's able to see the consensus of Rishonim Achronim and by Deiraisus, if everything's equal, he'll be Machmid, Rabbanus be Mekel, or if one's greater than the other, you follow who's greater, and if it's a Roiv, you follow the Roiv. That's the second method, but those two are for people who are Higia Lahira, for Rabbanim, and then there's a third method, which is for everybody, Asei Lechorav, have somebody who is trustworthy in Halacha, competent Halachic authority, where you ask him all your shailas. That's what we spoke about last time. We mentioned that it's important for an Ashkenazi to ask an Ashkenazi Rav and a Sephardi to ask a Sephardi Rav, and I'd like to expand on that a little bit today. Historically, there was a big machlokes through the generations of how to pasken shailas between the Mechaber and the Rumo. And we'll try and explain and analyze the machlokes. The Beis Yosef writes in his introduction of his explanation on the Torah, and he says the following. Originally, Ola Badaiti, I planned, Sha'acha Kol Advoim, after I've learned all the sugyas and seen all the paskim, Efsik Halacha V'achriya Bein Asforis. I'll paskin the shailas and be machriya, who's right? And he says, because that's the tachlis, to try and learn to the degree that you get to a clear conclusion. But then he said, I realized that in order to do so, in Bon Uloima, Nachriya Din Bein Aposkim, if we're going to be machriya amongst the poskim, with tainers and rayas from the Gemaras and Chazal, hine, Toisas, Chiddush Ramban, Rashba, Ran, Meleim tainers v'rayas l'cholachas, Mehadeus. Each one of the Rishonim brings lots of tainers and rayas to a particular view. So in order to be great enough to go through every single subject and every single machlokes and prove of all the rayas which one's right and which one's doesn't seem to be right, it's an almost impossible task. So the Beis Yosef says, really, that would be an ideal, but it's too much of a task. So what should we do? Rabbim, we don't have that level of seichel to be able to go through every single Indian and bring clear proofs of how to be machriya. So what should we do? And then he says like this, Lochein is scamti badaiti. I decided, says the Beis Yosef, Misvara, that because the three amudei ha'ira, the three pillars of paskening, were the Rif, Rambam, and Rosh, he says, Asher kol beis Yisrael nishan aleim barisheim. These were three poskim who the entire Klal Yisrael rested their psak on. Rif, Rambam, and Rosh. First was the Rif, then the Rambam, and later the Rosh. Omarti alibi. So I think, says the Beis Yosef, that we always follow Rif, Rambam, and Rosh, and when they argue with each other, we'll follow two out of three. B'mokim sheshnayim hem maskim l'da'as echos. If two of them, of the Rif, Rambam, Rosh, agree to one mahalach, nifsek halacha k'moisam, unless, and this is an exception, imloi, b'mixas mekomis, there's a few places, shakol chach miyisol oyrubam, where the majority of the other poskim, cholkim aladeus ahu, ulochein poshel haminug behepach. If there's an established minug not like the Rif, Rambam, and Rosh, because many, many poskim argue, then we'll follow the minug. But otherwise, we'll follow the Rif, Rambam, and Rosh, or two out of three, because they are the amudei ha'ira. So Asogas HaRavid is one of the Gedolei HaRishonim who argued with the Rambam, and the Beis Yosef doesn't mention that in his rule. His rule is Rif Rambam Rosh, 2 out of 3. And that is how he went right the way through Beis Yosef Shulchan Aruch, always paskening like the Rambam when one of the others agreed, and when they don't agree, in Shulchan Aruch he brings it as Yeshemim sometimes, but his Hachra was always 2 out of 3. And that was the Mahalach of Beis Yosef, and many Kehillas Svadim follow this Mahalach. Not all, but many. That was the Mahalach of the Beis Yosef. That means, if you think about it, he's talking about the first two methods that we discussed last time. Ideally, would be to go through every single machlekes and be machria yourself with rayas. But failing that, because it's too momentous a task, we'll do method base, which is to follow the klolei hapsak, which the Beis Yosef understands means if the great, great Amudei Hayor, Rif Rama Rosh, decides something, or 2 out of 3, that's a mahalach in halacha. That was the Beis Yosef Shitta. Come back to it. The Dauke Moshe from the Ramah, when he wrote his notes on the Torah on the Beis Yosef, Dauke Moshe, he argues with this principle of the Beis Yosef. And he says, no. He says, how can you say we'll follow Rif Rambam and Rosh, when after the Rif Rambam and Rosh, we had all the Rabbeisom Shobani Ashkenaz, or Zerua, Modcha, Ashri, Smag, Smag, Hagos, Modcha, and the list goes on and on. Many, 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 many Gedolei Rishonim, who sometimes take to task the psak of the Rif Rambam or the Rosh. Rosh was one of the later Rishonim, but there's lots and lots of other shittas as well, who are all also great paskim. How can you just ignore them and choose to go after Rif Rambam Rosh? We have a rule, halacha kebasroi. The halacha always follows the later paskim. And therefore he says, I don't agree with the reasoning of the Beis Yosef. We're going to explain a little bit what this rule is of halacha kebasroi, but before I do so, I want to mention something very interesting. The Prisha, who is a little bit later, Talmud of the Ramah, he says that in Hakdama, the Ramah writes, now this Hakdama of the Ramah is not in Hakdama of the Torah, it's in Hakdama of the Shulchan Aruch. He says he actually communicated with the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef was already very old, and the Ramah was young, and the Ramah communicated with the Beis Yosef, and he tainted to him, how can you possibly paskin like 2 out of 3? We have a rule, halacha kebasroi, we always follow the later paskin. The af al pi kein, the Beis Yosef, lo kibel es devorov. Beis Yosef was not chayza. He didn't agree. And the preacher says some strange words. He says, you know why the Beis Yosef didn't bend to the taina of the Ramah? He says, Shekva hitfis sifroi, because the Beis Yosef had already printed his sefer, v'nispashet b'yisrael. And it's already widespread, accepted the psak of the Beis Yosef, so therefore he did not want to change, which sounds very, very strange to us. I mean, if it's wrong, then you have to change, right? So I think the pshat in the Prisha is that the Beis Yosef held that since he had such immense siyata d'shmaya, that his chibur was accepted in Klal Yisrael, it must be right. Because the whole of Klal Yisrael at that time, under the Beis Yosef, took on his psakim. So therefore it seems that that was right. He didn't want to change. But al kaponim, this machlekes is whether you follow the Rif Rosh Rambam 2 out of 3, or halacha kebasroi, you follow later paskim who bring the Rif Rosh Rambam and argue with them and make different decisions, do we follow that? That's the machlekes. So let's just first explain a little bit about halacha kebasroi. And it's very, very interesting. This is brought in the Ramah in Choshe Mishpat, Simon Chof Hei. That whenever you have a machlekes between earlier authorities and later authorities, poskim rishonim and poskim achronim, meaning earlier rishonim, later rishonim, we always follow the later rishonim. The halacha kebasroi me Abaye v'Rava ve'elech. The Marik says the rule is that from the time of Abaye v'Rava onwards, we always paskin like the later views. However, says the Ramah, sometimes it can happen that one of the later Paskim say something and was unaware that it's already been discussed by earlier Paskim. In that case, we don't say the rule of Halacha Kabasroi. In fact, on the contrary, we'll ask on the later Pesach. Surely, the earlier Pesach says differently. When do we say Halacha Kabasroi? When the later Paskim were aware of the earlier Paskim, understood what they said, and argued for whatever reason, they had Raya's Kashas, they argued, then we follow the later Paskim. The Rambam says in the place, it's like El HaShofet HaSheyeh Bayomim Ohem. We always have to follow the Paskim of our generation. As the generations proceed, we follow the Paskim of the generation. If they decide that Halacha is not like the earlier ones, we'll follow them. But that's only if they knew about them. Very good question. It's a very good question, and I'm going to discuss it, Mr. Shem. Very good question. So, there's two things we have to be aware of. Number one, this rule, Halacha Kabasroi, where does it come from? So, it's mentioned everywhere. I can bring you a list of 30 Marmakomas in Rishonim and thing who say this rule. But it's not in Gemara, and it's not in Chazal. It's nowhere. It's from the time of the Ge'onim. The Ge'onim were Mechadash Misvara Halacha Kabasroi. That's where the rule comes from. And the Beis Yosef doesn't argue with the principle. In a few places in Beis Yosef, he uses the rule of Halacha Kabasroi. It's just about the application in the case when you're arguing with Rosh Rambam, as we'll see. But this is a principle which was been Mechadash in the time of the Ge'onim. Why did they say Me'abayev Rav Ve'ilech? And what's Pshat in this principle? We have another principle as well. Ein halacha ketalmid b'mokem harav. We don't paskin like a talmid when his rabbi argues, which seems to be the exact opposite of halacha kabasoi. So what's going on? So first to understand, why halacha kabasoi? What's the idea behind halacha? Why should we follow the later view? So the Rosh writes in Sanhedrin, Perik Dalet Siman Vav, Adarab, Onu Tov Sim Divya Achreini Mika. We always follow the later ones, Kim Chi Yodu Soros Rishonim Asorosom, because they knew and understood the original Tainas of the Rishonim, the Hechriu Bein Elo Asoros, and they decided whatever they decided. The Omdu Aliku Shadova, they came to the correct conclusion. So you may have a question, surely the later Paskim were not as great as the earlier Paskim. So why are we following the later Paskim, not the earlier ones? So the answer to that is in the Hakadoma to Sefer Shibulei Haleket. It's a very, very fascinating insight. And he brings from Rabbi Yishaya Mitrani in Shuvas Orid, who says the following. He says, Eich yale alev ish, how can it possibly enter our minds, l'oshar divya goinim rishonim, to argue with the earlier goinim, asher libon pasuach kepischoi shel olam, their understanding was much greater than the later ones. And he says a moshul. And the moshul comes, asher shoma, it's very interesting where the makar of this is, because it's quoted by later poskim, and the makar is a goy. Asher shoma michachme hagoy. He heard this principle from a goy. The philosophers asked, surely the Rishonim, the earlier generation, those days they realized that. Nowadays they think that we're greater than the early ones, but in those days even the Goyim understood that the earlier generations were much greater. So how possibly can we bring proofs and everything and develop things further than we have from the past and come to more accurate conclusions? What's going on? How do you understand that philosophically? Heshivam ha-philosoph, mi tzoyfe yoyse mirochik. Who can see further? Hananos oi ho-anok. A midget or a giant? Havyayim ha-anok. A giant can see further. She'enov oimdis mokim gavoyim oi, because he's taller. Ve'im tarchiv hananos betzav ha-anok. But if the midget rides on the shoulders of the giant, mi roi yoyse rochik, who can see further? So now the midget can see further. Lefi, because now the midget is taller, is further up. Kach onu. Also, we, nanosim, we are midgets. Roichvim al tzavore ha'anokim, and we're riding on the shoulders of the giants. Mipnei, because. Sheroinu chachmasam. We have seen their wisdom. We understand what they're trying to say and their eyes are bringing. And we've now got the benefit of the hindsight. We've got the benefit of all the information that they've established. And on that, we're building. That's where our starting point is. So we're building on that. So therefore, he says, we're able to get to a better conclusion. We're not saying we're greater than them. They were greater, and they had a much clearer understanding, but we've got the benefit of that, and we're adding upon that. That's what the Shmuel Eleket says.
Even though you're arguing with the Rebbes?
Yes, even though they're arguing with the Rebbes. Comes the Marik, and he says, but this is only me Abaye v'Rava ve'Eilech. How comes? Why don't you say the same story before Abaye v'Rava? Says the Marik, very interesting, the Derech HaLimud of Klal Yisrael changed from the time of Abaye v'Rava. Until the time of Abaye v'Rava, each opinion was, this is what I heard from my Rebbe, and this is how I understand it. That was still the case of Abaye v'Rava. So you have amongst Klal Yisrael lots of different opinions that we mentioned in the previous year. In the time of Abaye v'Rava, what they did is, they collected together all the different viewpoints and their things, and they did a shakl of a tari, like we have in Gomorrah, yeah? Backwards and forwards, rayas, kashas, to try and prove and disprove which one we understand. And because that method of learning started from Abaye v'Rava Eilech, that they considered the opinions and their proofs and tried to go backwards and forwards to prove and disprove, therefore the halacha is like the basroi, who are taking into account everything of the kamoi, and obviously there are people who are roi lahoira, and Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, every generation, the definition of mayra'i means according to the level of the generation, and in their generation they were the greats, they were able to be machria, so therefore halacha kabasroi, and the Marik says it's not just a rule in Amoroim, it's also a rule in Ge'onim, and also a rule in Rishonim, Ba'achronim. We always pass them like Basoi for this reason, that the later authorities were able to consider and understand properly what the earlier ones were saying, and on the basis of that, make their decision. So therefore, they have more power of making an accurate decision. We'll follow Basoi, even though they're not as great as the Kamoi, but as the Ramah says, that's only when they knew about the Kamoi. And it's obvious why now, because if they were unaware of the fact that it's already been discussed before, then they don't have this benefit of the Shakl V'Tariah in the words of the Kamoi, because they weren't even aware of it. So sometimes you find a Poisek asking a kasha on another Poisek, I've got a raya from an earlier Poisek faket, because that Poisek didn't seem to be aware of it. But where it was discussed and argued upon, will follow Basoi. But obviously this only applies when the Basroi, the later authorities, are great enough to understand and consider and decide about the words of the early ones, even if they're not as great. They've still got to be Ba'al Hochi, to have straight Svaras, straight Sushtals, good Kashas, and know what they're talking about. Ein Halacha Ke Talmid B'Mokom Horav means, where the Ran says in Sukkah, and the Ritva, and the Rashba, and the Ran in Shabbos, and the Magen Mishnah, and Shuvas Bin Yom in Zev, all say that that's talking about, that's also a klal of the Ge'onim, and that's talking about when the Rav and the Talmud were arguing with each other, b'chaye horav. If a Rav says something and a Talmud argued, we'll follow the Rav. Because the Rav heard what the Talmud has to say. So, and he decided, no, the Talmud's wrong. So, you can't say halacha kabasoi. The whole point of halacha kabasoi is you've got the benefit of what they had, and they didn't have it. But in this case, the Rav heard what the Talmud had to say, and he didn't agree. So, Avada, we follow who's greater. And in assuming the Rav's greater than Talmud, which is correct in 99.9% of cases, so then we'll follow always the Rav. So that's the rule. In the lifetime of the Rav, when the Talmud argued with the Rav, Ein halacha ketalmid mokam a Rav. But if it's a later generation, or after the Rav is no longer, then we follow the later Poisek. And these rules are muskam b'chol
rishonim.
Mor halach b'nei rabbi is limited to when the rab actually issues a psak. The Talmud can't say down. Even if he hasn't issued a psak, he should be misyatz with his rebbe. But when they're arguing before that stage of actually paskening the shayla for somebody, then of course that's the derech halimud. The whole Gemara is full of that. Of the, like the Gaon says in Hilchos Kibud Av Ein, the whole Gemara is full of arguing. That is derech halimud. So obviously, for all these paskim hold that a Talmud can argue with his Rav if he has Raya's Barurus, if he's a Ba'al Hochi to argue. There's more to be said about the topic, but I want to come back to our topic. We've got here a machlekes between the Machaba and the Ramah. The Machaba says you follow two out of three opinions, and the Ramah tainas halacha kabasroi. So why did the Machaba not hold of halacha kabasroi? It seems because he held that the Rif Rosh and Rambam was, the Amudi Hayor was so great, he didn't attach that level of significance to the later Rishonim. He thought, you can't say halacha kabasroi against them. And the Ramah holds, of course you can, because that's how it always was through the generations, according to the Goinim. And this is where we have to come to the next stage. And that's like this. And we'll start with the Birka Yosef. The Birka Yosef was one of the Sfaradi Paskim, the Chidah. And he says a very interesting thing. Kol Yomai, Kol Yomenu, all of our life, Nitzta'arnu al Divrosi Malki Tzedek Moron Zal, Bepesha Dova She'osol Inin Hayra Loleches Achri Arif Ramarosh. All of my life, I was really upset about the decision of the Beis Yosef to follow always the Rif Rosh and Rambam. And when there's two, again, you follow the two. V'cholku olav haboy machrof. And the poskim after the Beis Yosef, after his psak, argued with him. U'bikshu la'akar haklal azeh. And they tried to remove this klal. We don't always follow Rif Rosh and Rambam. And he brings Paskim, Marshal, Marshach, Daki Moisha, Shlo. He brings Paskim who say that no, the Ramah's right, halacha kabasroi. And then he says, very interesting, Gamra Isi b'tshuva achas the maravichil kashlats, avi marash umaram kashas shoy b'dor moron. These were Paskim who were in the time of the Beis Yosef. The herich arbi bozeh mipiv lapidim yalechu with fire from their mouths, arguing with the Beis Yosef about this rule. And then he says, he brings a Radvaz, Kol Hagelila Salolu, all the Svadi Kehillas of that area, Kiblu Aleim, or Rifa Rosh, Rambal Yisach Ros, Machro, Bein Hoko, Bein Lachmi, Bein Iptor, Bein Lechiyuv. And that was before the time of the Beis Yosef. Because these Paskim that he's quoting, Kiblu Aleim, Kol Gelila Salolu, before. So it seems he's saying it wasn't just the Beis Yosef who held of his rule, always follow Rishu Rambal, and that was the Minig in many Kehillas. And he says, "Holamadto," says the Chidah. From here, you see, "Shadovazeh Kabbalah biad bnei Sfad miroish mikedem." This was always what the bnei Sfad did. They followed the Rif Rosh and Rambam. Rav Yosef is very, very stark on doing the same rule, and he calls it "Lahachze Atorah leYoshna." And many, many Sephardi Kehillas follow the psak of Rav Yosef because it's all based on this principle: always follow Rif Rosh and Rambam, like the Beis Yosef Hachra. So the Chidah was unhappy about it. And he brings that other Paskim say, he brings Mari Yitzchok Cairo, Doidoi Shalmoron, Kol Safad, Noigim, B'chol Adin, B'chol Inyan, because where's the Rosh? We always only follow the Rosh. And then he brings others. And he says, the Rosh was Rabban Shalgolus, he says, of the whole Safad, Kiblu L'Rav Alehem. So we always follow the Rosh, even against the Rifam Rambam. So you see those chiluki deis of how to paskim. And he goes on. And then he ends off an interesting thing. The Chidah is marach about it, but he ends off that you should know when the Beis Yosef issued this idea, the Ola Belibi, to paskim like 2 out of 3, it says, Marach Abu Lafia Kibel Mizikne Goine Doir Shehiskimu Bichlalze de Moron Korv Lemosaim Rabbonon Midoiroi. He had a gathering of 200 Rabbonim who agreed with him. So he says, you should know every Psak in Shulchan Aruch, which is from the Beis Yosef, has a Haskoma of the 200 Rabbonim who agreed with the principle of the Beis Yosef. Fine. Comes the Amshah Shlema and says, no. What's going on here? Svadim saying, like the Svadi Paskim are greater, Ashkenazim saying, Ashkenazi Paskim are greater, Nishke Mahalach, Terah is not a Yerusha, Avada, each Indian, you have to be Ma'ayan and bring Rayas, and that's what I'm going to do. And the Yamshe Shlema goes to the whole Sevi Yamshe Shlema, being Machriah between the Rishonim according to what he sees as Rayas and Kashas, which is really method number one, which we mentioned before. And Yamshe Shlema holds that's the main way to Paskin Shayas. Al Kol Ponim. What happened was, all the Mefarshim that we have on Shulchan Aruch, Shach, Taz, etc., etc., all follow the Mahalach of the Ramah, which is to follow like Basroi, unless they've got particular Raya's or Kashas to argue. And that's basically the Kabbalah of the Ashkenazi. So what we have to understand here is very, very important. The difference between the Psak of Ashkenazim and Sfadim is not just a question of a minug or a, you know, a machlekes, like you have a machlekes about something, he holds this shit, or he holds this, that's his rabbi, etc. Here, it's a machlekes in principle. What is the method of Psak? It's not that the Ashkenazi had Ashkenazi Rabbonim and the Sfad had Sfadi Rabbonim. It's the Ashkenazi hold, the Ashkenazi Messiah was, that the Sephardish, the Beis Yosef's method of Psak was not correct. And the Beis Yosef held the Ashkenazi method of Psak was incorrect. Seeing that's the case, that's why I said, an Ashkenazi Rav can't pass him for a Sephardi, you're allowed to eat this meat, for example, if it's a Machlekes, because according to the Ashkenazim, this is the wrong Mahalach HaPsak. We have to follow the Basori. So we can't issue a Psak according to you, we don't hold of that. And the same with Sephardim. If an Ashkenazi comes, he can't say, well, according to you it's Mutter or whatever, because according to them, you've got to follow Rishu Rav for Rosh and Rambam. You're not allowed to follow the other Paskin.
That's Sephardim. They learn Dinim. They go by Dinim. You do Dinim.
I'm not sure what you're saying. There are differences in Sfadi Kehillahs, what to do. Some Sfadim take on the Chumras of the Ramah, and there are different Minhagim about these things, but what you have to understand is it's not just a Machlekes, it's a Machlekes about how to be Machriya Machlekes. And therefore it's important to have a Rav of your Messiahs. Now, if the Rav is just telling him a fact, you should know it's a machlekes machaber ramah, no problem. Derech limud, it says in Yerideah, derech limud, you're always allowed to do it. You're always allowed to tell a person, you know, it's a machlekes, a poskim, this and that. It's not a psak. A psak is, you can do this, or you can't do this. That's a psak. And a psak you can only issue according to the klolim, which we accept as being the correct mahalach of how to paskin a shayla. So you can't do that for, you can't do differently than the rules which we've got on the series for. And that's why it's very important to get a rav, like I said, of your masseurs.
Does that mean Ashkenaz shouldn't be in a restaurant with his
Sephardi? Right, that's a good question. I'm not sure we'll have time for that today. But I just want to add on one point which is relevant, and that is this which I'm speaking about is only to do with Machlekes HaPoskim of Issa Veheta, etc. But when it's Minhagim, for example, when you're allowed to wash during the 9 days, whether you eat kidneys or not, these are minhagim. That's not a machlokes in halacha, that's just different minhagim. Minhagim is like, we've got no problems with other people's minhagim. We have our minhagim, you have your minhagim. I'm allowed to tell you what your minhag is, you're allowed to tell me what my minhag is. That's not a problem. It's not a machlokes about psak. It's just there are different minhagim, and everyone has to keep their minhag. So that, there's no problem of a Sfadi Rav paskin for Ashkenazim, Ashkenazi Rav paskin for Sfadim. And it's good to be aware of what's a minhag and what's a shayla in halacha, etc. This, what we're speaking about, the machlokes of how to paskin, is when it's a halacha shayla, treif kosher. But if it's a shayla of minhagim, no. Now, are you allowed to change your minhag is another shayla. But al kopanim, the Ashkenazim who follow the Ashkenazi poskim, and the Sfadim follow the Sfadi poskim, Ashkenazi have got their minhagim, and Sfadi got their minhagim, so it's kedai to ask, when you ask a shayla, to ask the appropriate moira hayro. Yeah. Amen. 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 Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ask you that. What is it?
Ask him.
It's more halachot, you know.
For who wrote it? Who wrote it?
I have to know you.
Yeah, but who wrote it? Which sefer?